A food desert is an area, urban or rural, where healthy, fresh, and affordable food is hard to come by. More often than not, people who live in food deserts rely on fast food restaurants or convenience stores. Health officials say that can lead to higher rates of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. There are a number of food deserts in rural Polk County, but even in the suburbs, food insecurity is a major issue. Those were among the topics discussed in a town hall meeting this past April in Lakeland. You can hear highlights from that meeting on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, WUSF's Robin Sussingham speaks with Steve Tuberville, President and CEO of Lighthouse Ministries, and Patty Strickland, Executive Director of Kids Pack.
We hear these high numbers for Polk County, for the Lakeland-Winter Haven metropolitan area. Why is that? We are not the Rust Belt. We didn't have coal mining jobs that went away or steel mills that went away. Things have gotten better since the recession. What's happened here that's causing this food insecurity? What are the factors that are contributing to this? Patty?
I think the biggest problem is that we're such a large county. And if you go into the lower part of our counties, we have a lot of food deserts, which means that there is an area that they're not accessible to healthy food because they have to drive like 30 to 35 minutes. And the only thing that may or may not be in their area is a 7-Eleven, which is where you're not going to get very healthy food. But we also have a lot of migrant workers that work in and out of, especially all around Polk County. We have a lot of unemployment in Polk County. So I think you have a lot of those diverse issues. But if you look at and start peeling back the onion of Polk County, Lakeland, Winter Haven, Bartow, you know, looks great. And then you start going further and further out is where you see a lot of the insecurities. They're sparse areas. There's lack of transportation for them to get to food areas where they could get healthy food. So I think there's a lot of issues in our county. And I think that's technically a lot of our issues. Is just the way our county is built.
So, Steve, do you think a lot of the problem that we're talking about with food insecurity is homegrown? Or do you think that the social services that we've developed in Lakeland and Polk County are doing such a good job that we're maybe bringing people in from other areas that are having a hard time?
That's an excellent question. I believe when you start talking to people how they come to Lakeland, it's not to come for assistance because there's good agencies here. It's relatives, it's friends, it's people that come because, hey, this is a sunshine state. And in reality, in point in time survey, we're about 40th out of 48 reporting counties as far as homeless go. That's through the Homeless Coalition. So I think it's more that we do have the agencies, but it's like agencies that shine light on a problem. And sometimes you can have the problem and it's invisible to everyone. And when that light is shined onto the problem, of course, we have a great community and people want to respond. And the network of agencies, even represented in this room today, is just a representation of the good work that we're doing. And what I would say, though, I would caution us all to not keep them to a place where they are victims. Let's move them from being victims to victors. Let's see them get to that place where they can have productivity and a life that God intended them to have.
And you can hear Florida Matters this evening at 6:30 here on your NPR station.